I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. The North Carolina General Assembly has passed a bill that requires a 72-hour waiting period for an abortion. The State House gave its final approval to the bill today, sending it to Republican Governor McCrory's desk. The bill adds other rules for doctors and clinics that perform abortions, and it includes several unrelated criminal justice measures. Three other states currently have 72-hour waiting periods: Missouri, South Dakota, and Utah. Oklahoma's waiting period of that same length goes into effect in November. Meanwhile, state lawmakers voted to override the governor's veto of a bill that will allow employers to sue workers who secretly take pictures or record audio in their place of business. The Senate had already voted to override the veto, which means the bill will become law. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
By a vote of 79 to 36, House members voted to override the governor's veto of House Bill 405, known as the Ag Gag Bill. Those in favor of the legislation said it is needed to protect businesses, especially the state's agricultural industry, from those who seek employment with the company to document practices they find objectionable. Representative John Soka, one of the bill's sponsors, says the legislation does not affect whistleblowers, who he says still have options of reporting wrongdoing.
I don't want to discourage any good employees of any industry from reporting illegal activities to the proper authorities, and not the media, and not private special interest organizations.
Animal rights groups had argued that their undercover picture taking and recordings of practices they find abusive at poultry and cattle operations was the target of the legislation. Representative Pricey Harrison, who voted to sustain the governor's veto, says people working at these types of operations, in addition to daycare centers or nursing homes, might hesitate in collecting evidence of abuses for fear of being fined $5,000 a day under the legislation.
Upton Sinclair may not have been able to publish The Jungle. He got his job as an undercover journalist, disclosing the horrors that were taking place at meatpacking warehouses in the turn of the century.
The bill takes effect January 1st. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.